This is Drop Tent Media Network.
But as I get older, I notice certain things about what I'm attracted to change. Like, I saw a picture of somebody of just like, oh man, you know when a fucking girl just like sits in a chair and their like ass kind of like squishes out to the side? Fuck, that's hot. Damn, that's hot.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood.
Wood. By the renewing of your mind.
Call the Bus.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
You're going to love it, and we might try to recruit you.
Human.
Comedian out of Philadelphia.
Slimy reptilian.
Here we go, back in the studio. It's good to see you, Jesse Dram.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
James Neil Wood.
I've got
I'm
the
good,
great
man. I'm good.
Jesse Patrick Dram, I believe.
Jesse Patrick. Michael.
Michael.
Confirmed.
Dram. Yes, you are.
What's your confirmation name?
I think mine's really, I think it's John. I think I did another J. I think I did like, I got frustrated because all the cool ones were taken.
Mm.
And me saying it over and over again, I think I was like, I'll just go with another J name. I think I went with John or something.
That seems like an anxious child. Like, what if I pick wrong? I'll go John. Yeah. You can't go wrong with John.
James Neil John Wood. It's just,
God.
Yeah. I might as well
John
have been settling.
Woo.
Yeah.
Duh.
I was settling early America.
I kick my shoes off.
Yeah, dude. Get comfy.
I've been driving all morning.
I know. But how are you, sir? I brought you on this podcast to talk about cult stuff and cult behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you doing today? Just to
I'm okay. I'm very tired. I've been driving Lyft for the last week or so after my unemployment benefits ran out.
Hell yeah.
If you're looking to hire me, don't. So yeah, I'm just beat, but I'm doing good. Family's good. Wife is good. Daughter is good. I have a YouTube channel. We were known as KYGY2K.
Yeah.
We finally updated it to something that makes sense. It is now When We Was Young.
When We Was Young. Nice.
A playoff of the When We Were Young music festival, since we do a lot of nostalgia.
Right.
We actually just shot our Valentine's Day episode where we went down the biggest childhood crushes.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. That's I had some. I had too many. I had like 50.
Yeah. You're someone who definitely lives in the past.
Exactly. You know who was a surprising one that nobody agreed with me on? Judy Greer.
Who's Judy Greer?
Judy Greer. You ever see Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Spring Break. Woo! She's like a character actress. She's kind of plain, but like she's cute.
I have a feeling she
was in the most recent Halloween trilogy playing Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter.
Oh
yeah,
man, I always had
a crush on her.
Just always had. Yeah,
I love a gawky broad. Just like
gawky's interesting.
Yeah, gawky, gawky. Lanky.
Yeah. All very flattering.
Exactly. I like a goony bitch.
All right, perfect cut point. No, I love it. Yeah, it's. I've always said my buddy's sort of the same way. Another friend of mine. Is the same way. We always said much more volleyball type, like lanky, you know, tall, but you know, we were trying to find like a sport rather than letting our actual words just bury us. You're just like, I like a lanky bitch. I need a stretched out woman. Nah, that doesn't sound right.
You know what it is? As I get older, sexually, I'm very vanilla. Very, very vanilla.
Yeah, mean potatoes.
Like, ooh, these sprinkles are too spicy.
Yeah.
Like growing up as a fat kid, you never get sick of missionary. I don't need any bells and whistles. I'm just glad anybody wants to have sex with me. But as I get older, I notice certain things about what I'm attracted to change. Like, I saw a picture of somebody of just like, oh man, you know when a fucking girl just like sits in a chair and their like ass kind of like squishes out to the side? Fuck, that's hot. Damn, that's hot.
And the sad part is,
can we get a lady to sit in a chair?
No. This is between you and I as the leaders of cults. We have to do all that to your actual subject.
Can you think of anything particularly weird that you are attracted to?
No, there is. I get what you're saying, because I was about to say, I was like, while that is very specific, I know what you mean. Like,
also, us doing comedies and we're around younger people all the time, you hear all this stuff like, eating ass. Like, dude, fuck you guys. I don't have time to eat. I'm somebody's father. I don't have time to eat ass. But yeah, I understand. Just like, ooh, yeah. You notice how some skinny women look like sexy deer, like that? Yeah, I want to go with that.
I get what you mean. Yeah, I was moved recently. Just my beautiful girlfriend came out of the bathroom and she was just showered, nothing sexy about it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, people, you can make a case that there is, but just she just put her hair up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that up style where it's like Victorian era. Right. Almost okay. Like it just hit Art Nouveau posters for me in a okay. terrible way. Like you don't know.
She should have had fucking absinthe under her arm.
Yes, exactly. It was just immediately like all, it had the little plume come up and it was just there and it was amazing. And I was like, I'm in trouble. Like I had to tell her, I was like, you need to, that's the first time that's been up. Yeah. That's, and it's causing other things to be up.
Hey-o.
And hello, mom. How are you?
Did you say she was getting out of the shower?
Yeah, this was like, and she had dried it already, but it not, you know, dude, but it was killed me.
Being married, pretty much all my sex happens when my wife is innocently trying to take a shower and thinks she can undress around me like I'm a house cat.
You're still like, yeah.
That's what I am, a house cat, and that I'm going to pounce from time to time. You ain't going to see me coming, but
I don't enjoy it.
Married sexuality, monogamy.
Absolutely not. It's upsetting. No, it's good. I mean, hey. It's you're a red-blooded American man.
Exactly.
You know, I'm the same.
I'm a same. Red-blooded American man for a few weeks before we all get sent off to the gulags.
Ah, yes. Yeah, the fun gulags. Yeah.
Did you know that the gays and blacks people, they cause the Santa Ana winds?
Apparently. Oh, I heard. Yeah.
That's why California's burning down, because they didn't fear God properly.
Yes. It has nothing to do with early con artistry and water speculation and the fact that that area should not have grown up the way it should. But yeah. It's got to do with that. I've heard it's got a ton to do with the Latinos and the black people.
They control the weather.
It's nice that we nailed it down.
Yeah.
I like to just
somebody's controlling the weather. That's you know.
You can like rest assured that it's got nothing to do with Hurricane Schwartz. He just puts his heart into it and whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean?
Hurricane Schwartz, that is a Jew who controls the weather.
Oh yeah, I guess he's in there, huh?
Yeah,
that's why he's so accurate.
That's right. He's got the inside. He has a special ticker in his room, like, ooh, 9/11, don't go to work today. Also, partly sunny.
Partly sunny, okay. Yeah. I can miss it. Oh, look, we've got some Nimbus clouds moving into the left. Another school shooting. I'm not going to talk about that part. Yeah. Always a good time. I'll just say, hey, kids, be aware today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay on guard. Take a coat. Coat. He's trying to like still send it. Coat. Still trying to send messages through. A coat, anything, nothing.
Glenn Hurricane Schwartz. He should have just done the whole news. Just like do a costume change in between. Like, and now with sports, Hurricane Schwartz. Like, it's a stormer out there. I don't know. I'm not.
And the bit fell apart.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm tired.
You said I'm tired like a kid. It's kind of, I've realized that what is nice about being disgustingly annoyingly in love is that you feel like a child a lot of the time, which is very nice. And it does, although I do have a mortgage and the IRS knows about me. Do you know what I mean? Right. So you can't fall into it too much.
So here's the thing. I hadn't realized you were official yet. So,
I mean,
you're in your 30s. It is weird to have the moment like, we officially sign this contract that you're my girlfriend?
Yeah. It's not. She's my woman spouse. I like to say she's my woman spouse.
The old ball and chain.
Just like a Facebook announcement. Yeah. Could you imagine if
more chain than ball as time goes on?
Just so dumb. Nothing like some good bad wife to really send it.
Dude, I tell my wife repeatedly, and I think this actually keeps marriages together. If you're just like, I love you, I would never want to be married to anybody else. Being married sucks right now. Neil, you and I are friends. When is the last time you have told me to clean the dishes or wash the underpants or maybe drink a little less? Never. And you know why?
Yeah.
And you, I don't know if you noticed, you and I have no issues as a result. It's almost like you don't tell me what to do and we just get to be.
I've said for a long time that when you get a starter man like yourself, a lot of times they haven't been told the proper way to keep a home. Now, listen, that's not your fault.
Yeah. That is my mother's fault.
Yeah.
Let's
go to the head of the cult right now. Really cut her down.
Yeah, exactly. Nancy, I'm coming for you. This ends today. Actually, it ended when I stopped living with you 10 years ago, but it ends today. No, my mom would not let me. I wanted to do my own laundry as, like, a teenager.
Yeah.
Because, like, my shit would get all mixed up. I started wearing black socks, which I keep to this day, just so I knew which socks were mine and they didn't get mixed up. My mother would not let me, when I lived with her, would not let me do my own laundry.
That's, oh, like, she's one of those.
Like, you'll just mess it up. Like, no, it wastes water. Like, no, what? Why don't she very waste much, water. very much was a, like, she wanted to clip my wings to keep me from flying.
Yeah,
she wanted to be mama. She wanted me dependent.
Yeah, that's tough. That's, you gotta. I had the opposite. Yeah.
Mom that pushed you out of the nest.
Yeah. It's like, you could do your own laundry. I don't know why I'm doing it. It's crazy. I was like, yeah, fair enough. And yeah, you learn off it. Laundry, I will say, I do not do it correctly to this day. I know how to do laundry correctly. Like, you should be separating light colors to the point where it's the same thing with, like, American recycling. You know what I mean? Like, America, we recycle in the way of, like, we have two cans that the recycling can still goes to the dump, but just we all pretend.
Dude, we went on a trip to Portland. There were five different cans.
I was going to say, if you go, like, Finland, Scandinavia, like, some of these countries, it's nine cans. You know, they're all broken down into symbols, which you will not understand.
Right.
You will think that it's in a different language. Yeah. They are not. Like, you're just dumb.
Hieroglyphics?
Like, what does it mean if he's holding the plastic?
What is it? Tuesdays are Anubis? What is this?
Tuesdays are Anubis and Styrofoam.
The Nile is flooding. It's a full year.
Wednesdays, it's plastic grade 7 and also Osiris. And you can mix those in. I know that's Egyptian. Shut up. But, like, it'd be fun. Yeah. But they do break it down in a crazy fashion. You're like, what does it mean when the guy is tipping the water over his head and just letting it run over? Is that, like, a certain type? They're like, you don't know what that is?
Yeah.
Idiot. Ugh. Like, you know.
East Coaster.
I will say. A beautifully clean country, Finland. It was gorgeous. I get why they do it.
Are you in Finland?
I had a layover in Finland. Even the layover. I'm not even kidding. This was not. I was in Finland, but, like, just the layover goes like, oh wow, okay, yeah. You guys got your act together. I understand.
My favorite band's from Finland, Children of Bodom.
Oh yeah, Children of Bodom. You showed me that.
Alexi Laiho.
Oh, there we go. Shout out.
Drank himself to death because his fucking wife wouldn't leave him alone. No.
Just tied it back every time. You're not the first married man I've had on that has expressed these ideas. And to get back into the persuasion of things and how people can be persuaded, it feels like a lot of people, you persuade yourself into being married.
Of course, yeah.
Two people come together, like we persuade ourselves to become married. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, the disparity between how things should run. But, you know, someone's got to slap, snap that fucking whip, dude. You got some shit's got to get done in a marriage.
Of course.
Here's the thing that I found, and I'll just be, and I think Perry, I would love to hear her opinion on this. And I'm sorry if I can bleep out her name, but I don't know if you care.
No, that's fine.
But is coming into it, you know, would you have not had a kid as soon as you always wanted kids. I'm saying that. I know that about you forever. So I knew you guys, of course, wanted kids, but, like, would you have not been as married for as long? You know, not, you'd had like a 2-year marriage situation and then had kids.
Because, well, obviously, you know, we had very specific circumstances.
Yes.
We moved in with each other literally like as COVID started.
Oh yeah. You got, like, locked in.
Yeah. Like carrying boxes up like, oh, I'm working from home next week. Like, oh, me too. This is interesting. 2 years later, she's the only person I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My comedy has never recovered from that, by the way. Anyway. We moved pretty fast. We got married within 2 years of meeting each other and had a kid within a year of that.
Which is the norm.
I'm fine with it. Honestly, man, I wish I had kids younger.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I did.
And I then
the proper way to do this is the way my parents did, which is you have a kid before you're 25.
Naturally.
And then you raise the kid. With or without help from the person you actually made it with.
Yeah.
And then when you're in your 30s and you know a little bit more about yourself, you have a teenager already, and then you fuck around.
Yeah.
Maybe you get married again. Maybe you don't. Maybe you overdose in your mother's bed.
Like
good old dad did.
God, it's like the Magical Misery days.
That's right. I mean, never changes.
We used to have a podcast, Magical Misery Tour, where...
Still a good concept.
It is.
You know how good a concept it is? They have another podcast. It's called The Honeydew.
Oh, I've watched The Honeydew. I've known Sickler for...
A mix of The Honeydew... And Are You Garbage?
Yeah,
I'd say that's more or less the concept.
That's more
only that turns out that the missing ingredient the whole time was famous guest that people knew shit about. It's like, no, you're not interested in this open micer?
We all made mistakes early on, all right?
Yeah.
Our mistake was just thinking that no famous people were going to be involved in podcasts ever. Yeah. And that was a mistake.
Surely, as we're starting up our little podcast where he's like, oh, this is such a good idea. Anybody can do it. Surely Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen won't have a podcast together. They're too big for this.
Yeah, it's insane.
They called their fucking podcast Renegade. The former president of the United States and Bruce fuck me Springsteen.
Insane. Absolutely insane. Bruce Springsteen, you could almost see as a dying rocker. That's his bio.
Baby,
you know
I
what
was
I mean?
Born to run, that's his, now I pay someone to do it for me.
As long as you put the tennis balls on the bottom. Yeah. But the idea of the Barack Obama Renegade, you're like, not even close, dude. None of your establishment out the ass. Nothing about you is Renegade. Yes, America is backwards, which means you're our first black president or whatever. Yeah. But that has nothing to do with it. You were establishment 101. Yeah. That's insane.
Dude, I did make the – so at Thanksgiving, my wife did not come to Thanksgiving on my dad's side of the family because they're Trumpy as fuck.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, I show up with the kid and literally there's a rice pudding with the word Trump written on in fucking cinnamon.
Now,
if fucking Harris had won – who cares enough to do the, who wants a moderate centrist dessert, motherfucker? Get the,
watching them put that pudding into the trash while they cry. It'd be fun.
Oh, no, they ate it all to absorb some of his power.
Yes.
Of course.
She too, yeah.
Oh, God.
Speaking of call leaders, we're going to go into a break. I think we got a nice warm up. People know a little bit about you, where we're at. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, probably too much. But before we go to the break, you're going to have to put down something I must. You're going to tell me and everyone at home. Something I must be loyal to you on for the rest of the podcast. Could be anything. So we're going to let you do a little thinking time. Okay. And then we're going to come back. And everybody, let's call break. Let's hit it. Producer and friend Neil Wood here. Brief commercial break. You can check out all the other stuff we do at droptent.com. We've got podcasts, live comedy shows, and so much more. Go over there, support your favorite podcasts, follow them, subscribe. We appreciate it. And we're 100% DIY, just a bunch of creatives trying to make it in this. And give us some feedback. We always enjoy a little feedback. Thanks. Nice. We're back in the studio. I have to be loyal to something. I'm Neil Wood, and back with Jesse Dram. Good to see you again. What do I got to be loyal to, man? What are the rules?
Well, like I said, I think my approach to cosmology is going to be that the material world is pointless, it's filth, it's fake, and that's how I'm going to abuse the shit out of my members, because it's just bodies, and it's just, of course I'm going to fuck your 17-year-old daughter, because
it's just bodies.
So, as a result of that, though, to really underline that the material world is bullshit, but, I mean, come on, if we're talking cults, I mean, has there ever been a cult where somebody didn't fuck their followers?
Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple, but not many. You know, it's few and far between. Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard apparently reportedly did not have sex. There was a lot of his, you know, the younger underlings, the children that he kind of made on Sea Org were a little, they were young, but they apparently, according to all of them, the ones that came out, there was no touching. He was by then just too fat and trying to exhibit control.
The Commodore had bigger things going
on. Yeah. Well, you couldn't get the one big thing to raise up, unfortunately.
So anyway, my rule is going to be I need to instill in my followers that they need to constantly remind themselves that the material world is a false image. Okay. So anytime they say a proper place name, they need to follow it with, though of course – it's just a holy hologram. And then we have our salute. We had, I was going to say, the Christians, we obviously have this. And then I was going to go, and then the Jews and the Muslims, do the Jews and the Muslims have a equivalent? Jews would be complicated because it would be
don't do that. Yeah, it's good for a visual podcast, bad for an audio one.
I did the Star of David with my hand. I'm sorry.
Muslim or Islamic, it's assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, they have the words.
Just vocal. Yeah, it's just voice to my knowledge.
Right. But anyway, so our thing is going to be, because the world is immaterial, it's going to look like you're going through a hologram, just like
passing through your center two fingers.
Passing through, so it looks like it's going through your hand, because none of it's real, baby.
Gotcha.
That's why you're going to give me your money, because it don't fucking matter.
And of course, it is just a holy hologram.
Exactly. It's all just a holy hologram.
Oh, okay. I will stick to it.
So I went to my mom's house the other day. Of course, it's nothing but a holy hologram.
It does seem like it needs a sound effect, doesn't it?
It feels does.
Like you need it.
Like it literally, all these things are, they're literal parentheses. Like, right. If this was in typed up, that is what it would be.
Yeah, love it. All right, cool. I shall adhere as a follower of your side. Well, let's bring it up. What's your favorite call that you know of?
I honestly think it has to be Jim Jones, just because it started really progressive.
Right.
Like, it started out as just the People's Church in San Francisco. It was a lot of community outreach. Ultimately, among those dead at Jonestown were a lot of people of color, because in the 60s and 70s, I believe it was one of the first churches that was just straight up like, you know, fuck the denominational thing. Like, it keeps us separated as Christians. But like, and honestly, it makes sense that, dude, I remember we had so little black people around when I was a kid. I remember being like 5 or 6 and asking my mom, what religion are black people? Because there were none in our Catholic church.
Nice.
And I don't think my mom had an answer. I think she said something about Kwanzaa.
Yeah, she just said something about.
Yeah, Gucci chocolate. She
just said just that. She said something Kwanzaa, something funny hats. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Come back to me. Come back to me when you're older. Yeah. Pass.
Right. But the People's Church very specifically reached out to poor people of like all races and backgrounds.
Yep.
And then it was only over a long time and like doing a lot of drugs that Jim Jones like fucking it started like we should all work together and help the homeless. And it ended with poison your fucking children for me because the government's coming. I will give this about Jim Jones, particularly with the end there. I believe that he believed.
Really?
I genuinely believe that he was like, they're going to come here and kill all of us. Because he was like, the whole idea is we need to do this as a sign of solidarity. For those of you who are unaware. Brought a bunch of his people to French Guiana, I think it was. Island off the coast of South America. And they were going to start a people's commune. And then hilariously, what happens? Oh, it turns out that it's a little harder running a commune pretty close to the fucking rainforest than you think.
Right.
So everybody got miserable and a lot of people wanted to leave. And they were writing to their family back home in California where they had started, to the extent that they wrote their congressman. I believe his name was Jack Ryan. So Jack Ryan, congressman, House of Representatives, flies down there to visit, make sure everything's on the up and up. And Jim Jones gives him a tour of the place, and it does mostly look good, but a few people, like, slip him notes, like, please take us back with you in your little, like, prop plane. And he said, like, okay, and he just told Jim, like, Jim, some people want to leave, I'm taking them with me. And he says, okay, go ahead, go take them. So him and his crew, they go back to their plane with the maybe 5, 6 deserters, and Jim Jones sends a fucking death squad to the plane to get, still the only House of Representatives member killed in action is Jack Ryan. And
like, so, an obsessive boyfriend or girlfriend who's just like, you ain't leaving me.
Exactly. So then he brings all his people together, I think like between 600 and 800 people, I don't know the exact number, but brings
900
900?
There were 900 people who died.
Jesus.
In French Guiana.
So he has them in like the little fucking like puppet amphitheater, and he's at the bottom with like a megaphone and pretty much says like, now that this is done, they're going to come here. They're going to kill us all. We need to kill ourselves, not only as a sign of solidarity, but like they are going to rape and eat your children. Basically, like this is a better death for them.
Right.
I genuinely believe, knowing all the fucking drugs he was on, I believe that he believed that bullshit.
Not working, but it's going to be okay. Because you have to set up some other rules, but these you can just keep to yourself.
Okay.
But if you had a cult, what 3 things would you enact? Would you make a rule that people had to adhere to blindly?
All right. Again, I'd have to think what I would want out of this cult.
You as a human being as you are now. You don't have to go like, well, I'm a religious dude and go into like if you had the world for a day, 3 rules to start off, to kick off, what you would make sure everyone could or could not do.
I mean, well, there has to be a free love component.
Okay.
For everybody except for my family.
I see, that's interesting.
Of course. God, it's funny how a lot of those happen. I saw a documentary about like a polygamous Mormon like enclave, and how they just they had to keep kicking out the young boys and the young men in it just because all the old men were taking all the women.
Yeah, that's old school style. Yeah, that's like on the plains.
That's just poor planning, though. It's just like
That's what animals do in the wild. Yeah, exactly. they're like get the fuck out of here.
All right, so we gotta have free love.
Okay. But not for you.
Yeah, no. I get to take it. I don't have to give it to anybody.
Interesting.
My wife is still mine because she is my property.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's got to be a money aspect. I feel like they always make some shit.
This is you. This is not what they do. But yeah, if you want it to be.
Well, I'm trying to follow a path here. I told you I don't really crave power over other people.
Well, I'm not saying that you have to. You're not getting the questions, then. I'm not saying you have to exhibit power overall. I mean, you would by some nature, but that power could be everyone has to get a free cup of coffee. This could be something true to your heart. It doesn't need to be I was going to say Maleficent because I watched that recently. That's not good. It doesn't need to be something that is terrible
I'll give one that's just a little annoying. As the leader, I'm the only one that can listen to regular music. Everybody else, all instrumentals.
The
human voice is an idol that distracts from God.
I like that.
So, no singing, right. Only instrumentals. You got jazz, you got classical, and you get certain prog rock songs.
That I was about to say. This is just you trying to make sure everyone underneath you has to listen to prog rock.
Exactly. Meanwhile,
makes sense.
To really rub it in, I'll listen to like spoken word shit.
They can hear it while they're like next to you, like when you have earbuds in.
Yep.
They're just like, oh man, if I could just get a little bit, just even a little touch, even flow. Like you're just like, oh man, I think I heard a little something.
Yep. If you guys are talking and I hear so much as a fucking whistle, I'm coming down there with the fucking whip.
It can't be. You're even like harmonica's on the fence. You're like, I don't. It's almost singing, guys. I gotta say, that's even risky.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Definitely. What is that? The
kazoo?
No. I was gonna say when they do the clear tubing in their mouth, then they blow through it. But while they're singing, and it makes
the Frampton thing.
Yeah, whatever that is. You're like, that's definitely out. Don't be trying that shit.
No.
I love all that. That's good. Okay. The world according to
all
Jesse's
the ladies got to be naked. No.
That was your inner child speaking. That was early.
No, that's the only place me as a child would have started a hell of a cult.
I don't even want to know what it would have been.
Everybody get naked and watch Ren and Stimpy with me. I'm going to look at your boobs.
I feel like the everyone naked thing, although women need to be naked, is, again, the thought of a child, because you're like, Ethel? Ethel's got to be naked the whole time. Like, all right, well, not Ethel.
Look, we got to take the good with the bad here.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I mean, yeah, you can take the good with the bad. I like that. So it's free love. It's open for everybody. Yeah.
When I say everyone naked, I mean everyone.
Everyone naked. Okay. Everybody nude.
Except for my people. That's how you know we're in charge.
Yeah. The only clothed. Everyone else is the unwashed.
Okay. So instrumental music.
Urbine naked.
Urbine naked. Shit. I'm trying to think. Fun stuff here.
I think something about Jesse.
What have you had?
Something about Jesse, like a rule that you
would,
I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to think something that would apply specifically to me. You know me better than I
would. It would make sense if you, everyone had to have a rabbit. Like they had to have a pet rabbit.
Yes.
And the rabbit had to be held almost in higher status than them. Like
the rabbit is head of the household.
It is a sacred animal. And
rabbits are basically like the Hindu cow.
Yes. They must be treated as such. They must be kissed and fawned after and loved.
You must pick up the poop by hand. No. It's a meditation.
Well, you're going to eat it. So, I mean.
Yes. Well, dude, I've done that by accident. Because we have rabbits and they poop everywhere, my wife had left chocolate chips out one day and I dropped a few of them. So I started eating them off the floor and then like, oh, that's a rabbit turd.
That's a rabbit. Jesse.
It's mostly hay.
All right. Yeah, it's mostly
hay. Technically, I didn't eat it. I put it in my mouth and spit it out. I didn't digest
it. And we wonder why a certain friend group from my old days are, more interesting than others, I always believe. I ate rat poop once. What are you going to do? What are you going to – come on.
What happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's more, it's an indictment of everything about you. It's like chocolate chips are possibly on the floor. Even if they're possible on the floor, people that have rabbits don't get to eat off the floor anymore.
Yeah, well, you would also think that my wife has pointed out I have issues with food. So mm-hmm. another answer might be, hey, just don't eat anything off the floor.
Or, yeah.
That's a good way. Then the rabbit has to jump up on something and poop.
I love that you see it as your wife thinks you have issues with food. I think the issue is you don't have any issues with food.
Yes.
and that all of it is fair game.
But no, she has said, like, you eat dinner like somebody who, like, got the shit beaten out of for spilling a plate once.
Right. Okay. Is this like
your... you know what I do that gives her the ick? If we're eating anything saucy, it's like, okay, whole bowl is done. Well, can't leave this sauce here. Here comes the middle finger.
Oh, yeah. You do that. You don't even. That's right. Nah, I forgot that the hands need to play, man.
The rule is I'm only allowed to do that with stuff I cook. If she cooks it for me, I'm not allowed to.
That's interesting as well.
It hurts me to leave anything on a plate.
I mean, I do come from that aspect of it, but there are limits. I do have etiquette-wise. I will say soup, it's all right, which is drinking it down. Mm-hmm. Whatever's, you know, left in there. I've had moments of joking around with some sauces that have been very delicious. Mm-hmm. And at the end, if there's a little bit, if I'm alone, I will definitely drink it down. Depending on the sauce, you know, if it's, you know, if I'm just drinking Alfredo, that's insane. Yeah. But like, I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. But you and I both have that thing of just like, well, it's food on the plate. You can't leave it. It's people starving in Africa. Yeah, it's literally
in Japan.
Yeah. What are we talking about here? Are they starving in Japan?
It's from the Weird Al.
You got
song.
Japan? That's where you got?
No. Don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? Oh. So eat it. So I always think of that.
Oh, gotcha. that's Weird Al?
Yeah.
Got it. That's fine. It's okay.
I've gotten my daughter into Weird Al.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Of course. She has a good taste.
She has good taste in addition to all those rabbit.
You have made her have good taste.
Exactly.
And all the rabbit. I don't even stop eating rabbit poop. Okay. Those are three solid rules. I would say if I just those, I would join.
Okay.
I would join. I could deal with like a sacred rabbit and, you know, just like, okay, some naked people are walking about. It's cool. I might need to be naked. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'd be okay with that. I'm self-conscious. You know, I've worked through enough like self-consciousness, you know, and body
can,
image
and
stuff.
And I can only listen to the Lo-Fi Beats the Study 2 YouTube channel.
Yes. That's it. I'm fine with that. I love that little girl with the earphones on and she's just bobbing. I love it. I can do that. Okay. This is pretty good. This isn't that bad. Growing up, you obviously have been persuaded and probably persuaded people. Is there something that you can remember that you persuaded someone to do something? Is there like, and I mean something big, something that they should not have done, something you know they shouldn't have done, but you persuaded them anyway? Or see, vice versa, is there something you've been persuaded to?
The only thing that comes to mind is I was a little bit of a firebug. Okay. So I would convince people to do shit with me.
Okay.
Because it's just fire's more fun with more than one person.
We all know the old rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my friend Stefan in high school. We convinced him to stand on the deck of my above ground pool that my mom still has that's lasted 30 fucking years somehow. And we basically just covered him in lighter fluid and lit him on fire. And then he jumped into the pool.
Nice.
It was really cool. I mean, it sounds very irresponsible, but like, if you're right there by the pool, like, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
If he just stands there and burns and doesn't go in the pool, like, sorry, Stefan, that's on you, man.
How did you sell him on it? Was it just goading him over and over again?
Stefan, you should do this. It'll be cool.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I had already done an arm.
Nailed it. Okay. Yeah, you showed him.
So it's a little like, I do the more safer one, but like, oh, you should do this too. The much more dangerous one.
He did hair and everything?
Yeah, he kept his hair up. He had very long hair that he was very proud of, so he he protected the hair.
Okay.
We used to have, it was so much fucking fun. We do this in like the middle of the night. You take a thing of lighter fluid and you literally just like write shit out in cursive on like the street, on the asphalt, and light it. It's so cool looking.
It is very cool.
I'm going to do it tonight. I haven't done it since I was a fucking teenager.
I can't wait. I can't wait for reports of a Roxborough. I don't know where you're at. Can't remember for like a reports of somebody, you know, like where North Philly? I don't even know what
Northwest.
Northwest, right? Yeah, that's Northwest, right. Philly. To be honest, it's I've tried to nail down people, the neighborhoods they're from, but Northwest Philly.
What are you, a Roman soldier trying to nail people down?
Mm. Oh, boy, you're really trying to. Okay, yeah, this is my bad. But, yeah, that'll be fun to hear the news reports from that. That'll be a good time. Just
other thing, other
old woman come out. Jesse Dram, get inside. You're a father. God damn it. Just like, oh, sorry, Mrs. Overly.
I'm showing the baby how to write her name in flames.
This is something my tradition does in my family, all right? We always do this.
This is my religion.
How do we celebrate Nocturnus night? It's like some night you made up. You do come from this weird, witchy, Nordic, Polish family that is like...
I told you, we celebrated Walpurgis Nocturnus.
Yeah, there you go. See, I don't know. You're already in a cult.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous. Some
being
weird...
Polish is a cult.
Mm, yeah, you guys just don't know how to recruit.
Yeah. That's right. We lost our Navy due to those screen doors.
Well, if you would like to join Jesse's cult, feel free to check him out at all wonderful these places. Jesse, where can they check you out, buddy?
Find me on everything at Jesse Dram on YouTube. Our channel is called Joey and Jesse because we're not trying to be too fancy. And the show is called When We Was Young, nostalgic millennial bullshit. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, check out our Valentine's Day episode coming up where I make everybody uncomfortable by talking about anthropomorphic chipmunks that I found sexy.
And that's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Check it out, everybody. You can follow everything Jesse does over there. And you can check me out. I am Neil Wood on all the stuff. Probably have a Patreon for you guys very soon. But other than that, another day in the cult. We'll see you next time.
Remember, Bye. Don't stress out on life. You know why? Because it's all just a holy hologram.
Holy hologram. This episode of the Cult of Us podcast was brought to you by some Patreon shout-outs. Patreon shout-outs going out to shout-out Adam, Maxwell, Patrick, JC, Chris, Tim, Robert, and Safari. Oh, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for the Patreon. You get it a day sooner, so I hope you're enjoying it already, and we'll see you next time. You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or Cult of Us and just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better. You will.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.